1240 AM WSBC. Yeah. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yeah.
This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub. There are two of them in Chicagoland, one in Beverly and one in Bridgeport. Mm-hmm. Go to the one in Bridgeport before a Sox game. Say hello to Billy Guidy.
Grab a sandwich.
Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Had some yesterday. The finest thin crust tavern style pizza on Western Avenue in Beverly.
What do you get on your Zach? Go.
Sausage.
You, Bill.
Sausage, green pepper, and onion.
Thank you.
Flood Brothers Disposal.
The best.
I don't get anything on my garbage, but love from them.
That's okay. Right.
Yep. They haul that stink right away.
Call the Flood Brothers if you need refuse problems. And finally, Madden Funds. Not finally. There's one more after
always.
Them. Always. Madden Funds. Invest your money. Call the Maddens. Call Mike and Dan Madden. Tell them you're a listener to this program.
Call them both.
You've got a little dough set aside.
They'll make it grow.
And you need
their help.
They'll
make it grow.
They'll make it grow.
Baby.
They'll make it grow. And Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you. My name is Paddy Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left, twin brother
Hello,
Bill.
How are you?
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hi.
Hi, boys.
Woo!
Yeah.
I elongated it. Yeah, I did a little bits on top of the promotional sponsors here.
Yeah.
On top
yeah.
of the show. Yeah. And it's worth it. What a crazy week for me.
Oh, yeah?
I bought a couch, Clay.
Ooh, oh, my what, God. What fabric?
Maybe canvas, kind of?
Maybe canvas.
Not canvas.
I can tell you the brand. I can there's a thing. There's something called maybe canvas.
Is there actually is something called maybe canvas? Like a material? Maybe canvas.
But not leather, not floral.
Right.
But blank.
Yeah,
it's blank canvas couch.
It's oatmeal. You know what, Clay?
It's like the color of these walls.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you'd call that like a taupe. Taupe, like taupe fabric.
Yeah, I
maybe.
Know exactly what kind of couch you got. What shape? L?
No, it's just a big, 8-footer.
Big,
8.5-footer.
Big straight boy?
Big straight boy.
Very heavy straight boy.
Oh, right. Billy had to help you.
Right. I'm looking for a beautiful, big, heavy straight boy couch.
This guy.
No fancy
All
angles.
Right, so, I mean, I guess I could go right into the ordeal.
What, you got a knock on your door, you were sleeping, he said, I got a couch
no.
for you to move?
Here's
what,
Friday. Well, let me back
Light
it
up.
Let
We're me, about to move something heavy.
Light up. Yeah, get ready. Smoke them now because you're going to be sweating
strength.
In about three
get
and a half
your
minutes.
Strength.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get on to this. So since my wife and I have separated, I'm in a new spot, right, Clay?
Oh, yeah.
And I have to refurnish and get furniture.
You have to.
But I haven't had enough dough to just go out and be like and blow like 10 G's on furniture.
I thought you were making your own furniture.
I've done some of that, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
I've painted some of my old furniture and made it very, you know, those were some of my summer projects last year.
Yeah, you modernized.
I modernized my stuff.
Knobs and hinges.
I'm painting some furniture this summer, too.
You guys are into knobs and hinges.
I'm into knobs, hinges, painting furniture, and straight boy couches. That's what I'm into.
Okay, so part of your decorating, you get into it.
Yeah, you do.
You
want well, you want to, you know, you're kind of, I'm separated. You want to make a new place for yourself, but
new
you want
couch, new life.
Yeah, you want to make it, but you also want to make it your, you know, your place of peace, and you want to like being
you
home.
Get a bonsai tree, throw it on the mantle.
Right. So I've been
smoke a joint, look at it.
Yes. You know, yeah. Watch a little Karate Kid, you know, maybe I got teary eyed watching Pat Morita from Karate Kid about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm getting old. That's
Which
how I know
part?
I'm getting, all of
when
them.
When he's drunk?
That one, yes, where he's looking at the picture of his wife from Okinawa.
Yeah,
I forgot about
that
scene.
That's tear jerky. Back to my couch. We'll talk about Pat Morita later.
Yeah.
So, little by little, I've been acquiring pieces of furniture.
Sure.
Right? Not much. The couch is one of my biggest purchases yet.
Yes.
Right? But I didn't want to blow my wad on it. So, and my dad's like, hey, you're going to get furniture? Pull the trigger, you know? And I'm like, all right. So, he's like, just go over to that Divine Consign store and look around.
Divine Consign.
You ever hear of Divine Consign?
I have not.
Well, shout out to them because
I
went
hooked you up with a straight couch.
It's a big consignment store.
I bought 100 in table from them.
Is that on Oak Park
Beautiful.
Avenue?
No, it's on Harlem Avenue.
Oh, I know that.
In Forest Park.
Sure.
Went in there. It's a huge, like, it's in like an old, I believe it was like a Sports Authority before that. And then they turned it into a giant consignment furniture store. It's high end. It comes from like they're partnered with Lux, who's down in the merchandise mart. Like, This is rich.
It's nice stuff.
It's rich people stuff. This
yeah.
is where you go.
So you got a rich guy's couch?
Got a rich guy's couch, Clay. A big, big, rich, straight boy couch. But here's what I go in there, and so I go there with my dad, right? He's like, come on, I'll get in the car. We're going to go take a look. I'm like, all right, fine.
Sure.
And he was right. I'm like, I got to pull a trigger. I'll buy something. And so I see a couch, and I'm like, this one's pretty nice, right? It was right in my wheelhouse price range. And I go, okay.
Did you lay on it in the store?
No, I did it kind of, right? But it's nice and deep.
Did you jump on it?
And there's no, you're not allowed to do any of that stuff.
Did you tickle it?
I smelled it. I looked underneath the cushions. You want to make sure that there's nothing weird, you know?
Yeah, because these came from people's homes.
You don't want to make sure it was Poppy's old couch from Seinfeld, right?
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah.
There could be an eight ball stuffed in there from the rich guy's party 2 years ago.
There could be. Very possible.
Then you're making a little extra cash.
Sure. No,
but the couch pays for itself.
You got a real party couch, you know that? A real party couch.
This guy consigned his couch in a hurry.
Right. Anyway, Clay, I kind of semi-laid on the couch before I bought it. I thought about it for a little while.
Did you measure it?
Yeah. Ah, wow, Clay.
Yes, Clay, I did measure it in the store.
No, I did that.
I did.
You brought a tape measure with you, you son of a gun?
No, my girl there who sold me the couch.
I'm sorry?
Her name was Fab. F-A-B, Fab.
Fab?
Like, I think it was Fab. Fabiola.
Okay.
We're going to call her Fabiola.
Yeah, that's short.
All right, so Fabiola. Fabrina. Yeah.
Yes.
Fabrina. So
Fab showed me the car. She's like, what do you think? You know, she's like, it's nice. It's a good deal.
Look so wait, her name was Fabiola, and you were just on a Fab level with her?
Yes.
Did you say this couch is Fab? Fab?
I hadn't gotten there yet.
Fab, you're doing a fabulous job.
You know what?
I hear all the Fab crap all day.
Here's why. I have two kids. I'm like, I'm going to buy a light-colored couch. This is insane. And a nice one at that, right?
Yeah.
This couch was made by Restoration Hardware.
Yeah, people without kids.
Really quality, nice furniture. Okay. And the sticker was still on it. $5,000 couch, Clay.
Wow.
I bought it for a fraction of that.
Ooh.
Anyway. I was very pleased with getting a score like that, and Fabiola was the one who said, look what you're getting here. She goes, I don't think anybody wants to buy it because it's a little bit like...
it came from Jeff Epstein's house.
Hell. He may have been a bad guy, but he had good furniture.
He had straight couches.
Yes, he had a lot of straight boy couches in the house.
For your sitting pleasure.
Right, yes, exactly. Deep Restoration Hardware ones.
The guy had resto heart catalogs all over his house.
Yeah. So yes, he did. So I sat down on the couch and I fell in love. It was it's a very deep couch. And I went, you know what?
And you're a lazy guy.
I went, you know what? This is perfect.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it. You know. Mm-hmm. I go, but I'm not. Let me just think about it.
It doesn't
one more.
Fit in a Honda though.
I said, you know what?
Or a Jeep. You don't have the Honda anymore. So
yeah, it doesn't fit in a Jeep.
So this is, you could put it on top of.
Well,
the
they
Jeep.
Deliver. Okay.
Oh yeah, right.
Here we go. This is
where it gets juicy?
I go, yes. You deliver?
Yeah.
They go, yeah, we'll deliver it. They go, when you want it? I go, tomorrow.
Whoa. You know?
And
right goes, away, boys.
Yeah.
As soon as possible.
Right away now. I want to sit tonight. Anyway.
Yeah.
She's like, Fab tells me. She goes, it'd be a couple days, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh. And coincidentally, I had been on the online marketplace called OfferUp.
Sure, I know it.
Right? Yeah. Sometimes you get a steal on OfferUp. You know that Bill and I are thrifties.
Hell
that
yeah.
We like to go thrifting.
Yep.
So I saw a nice couch that fit the color scheme of the room.
This is couch stock.
It's beautiful blue velvet.
Oh, whoa.
Oh.
Yeah. With nice nail Slinky. With nail studs on the arms.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Yes, I do. Anyway,
blue and gold.
Yeah, what do they call that?
So I'm like, and this girl had the couch listed
Bearcat.
For like nothing, right? And I'm like, that's weird. And she's like, I got to get it out today. You got to come get it today.
So you're juggling two couches at once.
I'm juggling two couches in a period, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go rent a U-Haul truck.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
And I'm going to do this myself today.
This sounds like hell on
I'm going to get both of them. I'm going to go buy both the couches.
This is like something my dad would want to do.
I want to let you know it was like close to 100 degrees that day. Keep going.
Something my dad would wake me up at 7 o'clock in the morning. But we got to do a bunch of stuff today that you're going to hate.
Yeah, you're like, it's couch
first
day.
We got to go to the U-Haul place, do all that, wait in line.
Yeah. I didn't partake
argue
in any
about
of that.
Gas and stuff.
So here, I'll cut it quicker. He comes home from, you know, his session with Fab.
Yeah.
All right.
This couch.
And he's like, I bought it. Yes. He comes into my place. He goes, hey, I need a favor. I go, what? And by this time, it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I'm going to go get a U-Haul truck and I'm going to go pick up this couch that I bought.
Oh my God.
And he's like, when I get it back here, will you help me load it in? You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. He's like, is it heavy? He's like, no, it's not too bad.
Yeah, he had no idea.
This thing.
A $5,000 couch.
So these guys.
Let me just stop you, Bill, for a minute.
Yeah.
I've loaded you in the past before.
You didn't load it. Michael said, I got a 6.5 foot couch, and they had to take the door off the frame of my joint of the.
So you wanted to make sure he was prepared for.
He was not. This was not measured correctly.
Aggravations.
But you know what, Clay? Let me just stop you for 1 minute.
What floor are you on?
I'm on the first. I'm on the garden. All right.
So that's a beautiful move.
Right. One place I know this.
You got to get your geometry in order.
That in order to pick, you know, if you get
that's
a load.
Correct.
Yeah. If you ever get a load on, all right.
You need a couch to hang out on? And go to Baddies.
One place I know that they won't have to take the hinges off the door. They'll just open it for you and politely ask you to leave.
Go to the Corp and Carry. Have a good time.
Have a good time. Tell them you're a couch lover. See how far that goes.
Tell the cabbie to drive you off at Patty's house.
That's right. This show is presented by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub. We'll have more tales of my couch after this.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Hey, listeners, I know we don't talk about finance much on this show, outside maybe the amazing Bitcoin the Musical, which we currently have in development. But I do want to take a moment and tell you about two brothers who make this show possible and why you should consider having an honest conversation with them about the future of your finances. Mike and Dan Madden are the brains behind Madden Funds. They've been lifelong friends to Bill Clay and me, and we entrust the Maddens with our money and the precious donations of our listeners so we don't let outrageous ideas get the best of us. And you should too. Do yourself a favor and reach out to Dan or Mike Madden today to book a consultation on the future of your finances. If you have questions about your financial future or current situation, give them a call. The number is 708-848-3200. Again, that number is 708-848-3200. Or you can visit their website, Madden Funds, at www.maddenfunds.com. Again, www.maddenfunds.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehy's pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Yup. Little Petrotronic, I think this is.
Tecmotronic.
Yo, come on, move this.
Hey, Billy, move this.
See this couch? Dude. Move this.
This actually might thank you for this bump because this is a hell of a jam, by the way.
I know, but if somebody put this on while I was moving the couch, I might have shot him.
Yeah, I would. I'd quit instantly.
I was that angry, dude.
I'd sit down crisscross applesauce right on the floor.
So he gets this couch back.
It doesn't fit, right?
And he's like, hey, we're going to move it. I'm going to park in front of the building. We're going to move it down the side gangway. We're going to go through my back door with it.
Okay.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah. How many turns?
I'm like,
you got?
Did you get rollers, dude? He's like, no, the guy at the U-Haul said they didn't have any rollers left.
Yeah, rollers are out.
I'm like, so we're okay, no rollers on this
thing.
Let me
get a layout here. So you're in front of your building?
Yes.
You're in the back.
So we're
Clay,
in the front first.
You have to go in through a entryway.
Yeah,
you have
like
to
down
go
up
no stairs.
But no stairs. We
okay,
got to just make
so
a turn with it.
You have to make one turn.
Correct. And then another turn in because there's bushes near like his door and everything. And just
it's a tight squeeze.
It was a tight, and we get it back there.
Okay.
And he's like, come on, don't, you're going to get a grass stain on it. Because like we're like near the bushes. This thing's heavier than hell. He's like, going to get grass stains on this thing.
I don't want grass stains.
He's going to just paint through the, you know. And I'm like,
Clay,
I don't care.
Clay, would you want grass stains on your straight boy couch?
No, I don't
want
my
that,
couch
it's still
looking
wrapped.
It's
wrapped. And
Hank
I can't
Greenberg's
get,
pants.
I can't get a grip on this thing.
Yeah.
Let me back you up for a minute. And welcome back, everybody, to the program, by the way.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hoolies, hoolie. Couch tale part two from the top of the show. I bought a couch.
Let me just make an announcement real quick.
Couch
if you're
tales.
If you're over the age of 40,
yeah,
don't ever involve yourself with moving anyone but yourself, ever.
That's fair.
Real good friend to have.
All right. Mm-hmm. Put that down in the rule book.
Yeah,
no
I agree
moving.
With that.
Only me.
Or put a weight belt on. Be one of those guys.
I could have used the weight. I turned to him. I was like, if I throw my back out, I'll kill
you. You should have had two weight belts on.
But here's the thing. I knew it was going to turn into a bickering fest.
Yeah.
I hoped that
it was
going to be
as
easier.
Hell.
Yeah.
All right, but I was so excited by my new couch purchase.
Was it bare-assed or did it,
it was,
have like
no,
a cover
I had,
on
I,
it?
Yeah.
No,
let me back you up.
Plastic.
So when I bought the couch, I went home and I told Bill, "Oh, there's another couch on offer up. It's out in
Bensonville.
It's in Bensonville, where the Spilatro brothers were murdered."
Sure.
Right.
I got my windows tinted out there.
Right. It was like now I'm gonna
the
you
two
know,
things Bensonville is known for.
Yeah, Patty's couch and the murder of the Spilatro brothers
and window tinting
three. Shout out to you, Bensonville. Anyway,
I've been to the Bensonville pool before.
There's a girl.
Nice.
Her name's Christy. Christy from Bensonville's got a beautiful velvet couch with some nail heads on the end.
Bensonville's known for their couches.
Absolutely,
blue velvet, especially.
Oh yeah, it's huge out there.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I say, is this still available? you know, is this real?
Yeah.
I just bought another couch.
Could that be dreamy?
Your blue couch has me so giggly and randy and excited to come get it. I must know.
Are you on Tumblr as well?
Yes. Are you on Tumblr?
Would you like to tumble on this blue velvet couch with me?
Would you like to get a drink later? Anyway.
Okay, just get a new couch. Right. You want to celebrate
with me? Buying your couch. Let's have a closing party.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bring over the papers.
Bring over the papers and the champagne.
My attorney and I will be there in a moment.
I'll bring that crisp 50 you asked for in the listing.
Bill, you should have shown up as his attorney. I'm here to represent my client.
After I saw this thing, you should have given it a counterfeit 50.
It's actually
Let's hear about this blue cake velvet couch.
So I get excited. I go, okay, I'm going to rent the U-Haul. And I said to Divine Consign, I said, no, can't wait 2 days. I'm going to go rent the U-Haul.
I'm coming and getting it.
I'm coming and getting it. Because Fab, the woman who worked at Divine Consign,
she told you what to do.
She goes, hey. She goes, we got guys. They'll help load the couch onto the truck. Nice, I go, perfect.
Okay, beautiful. You know?
And then, so I go over there, and this gentleman helps me load it onto the, and I help him. And it's not that bad. I'm like, all right, sure. It's not that heavy. But he did say, as he had a furniture dolly.
Yes.
Right? He's like, this is essential.
He used his head.
Yeah, right. He's done it before.
So he just wheeled it out and just did it and put it on the truck. And I was like, great. So I drove over to my apartment. Bill lives upstairs. I go, Bill, I got a present. I got the couch. We're going to get it in through the door now. By the way, I got to go see Christy in Bensonville in about an hour.
So you're going to go... Get the one couch, drop off, don't then get couch number two.
Correct.
Instead of getting both couches at once and unloading both at once.
Right. Correct. So I had an unloading window of time that I had to get this done.
Yeah, right. Plus the U-Haul clock's ticking.
When I went to U-Haul, the guy,
U-Haul's hell.
U-Haul is hell.
It is.
It was a terrible experience.
It always is.
The customer service rep guy, right, is like sitting there, he's eating a ho-ho. You know,
wow, that's impressive.
And he's scrolling, you know, on his phone, like on Insta, and you know, he's watching like
ho-ho's and Insta at the U-Haul.
Yeah, like he's watching like the dunk contest from like '89. You know, like can I help you? You know, I'm like, yeah, I got a U-Haul. He's like,
were you jealous of the ho-ho?
I was anxious. You know,
I have ho-hos in my fridge.
I said, excuse me, Mr. U-Haul employee, eating your ho-ho and looking at the '87 dunk contest. I bought a U-Haul and a couch, and I'd like to get it in my place soon.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guy was like, he was terrible customer service. And I'm like,
of course.
Hey, can I get a dolly? You know, it's like an extra $5 or something.
Yeah.
He goes, well, let me look around.
There's nothing in here.
Yeah, he doesn't even get up. He just looks around. around the room. He goes, no, I don't think so. We're sold out of those. And I go, you can buy one. I go, buy one? One of those over there? He goes, yeah.
Should have bought a skateboard.
For like $85. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm like, Bill and I are just going to.
Yeah, Billy's going to do your lifting with you.
It'll be okay. It's my apartment's not, my condo apartment's not far from the door, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just muscle it through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you did.
No, we couldn't. We couldn't. No, we got
it's
it all.
Too wide.
We tried two different.
You guys didn't measure.
What do you mean?
The door frame. I told him. I was like, look, we had to take off the door to get my
couch. Did it long ways?
Yeah, no.
You tried to angle it?
Yes. Yep. Tried to angle it.
We're not movers. We got it stuck in the doorway. A little chip got, you know, broke off of his
door frame.
No, the veneer on one of my kitchen cabinets.
He's like, my kitchen cabinets! As I'm moving it in. I'm like, that's when I was ready to kill
him. So you never got it in?
I couldn't get it in that day, Clay. I had to give up. I had to wrap the furniture again in like this tarp, and I had to leave it in the lobby of the building.
Now we had to move the thing around the building again.
Around the building.
Bring it into the front way, leave it inside the lobby, and then I turn it when I'm like, you're going to have to call a service.
And then I had to leave to go see Christy in Bensonville.
Right.
And I went
number two.
Yes. And so I'm dripping.
I gotta go see Christy.
Yeah, I'm dripping in sweat too.
Bill is swearing at me like he, you know.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you were just screaming at me like you're an idiot. You didn't measure it. You know. I'm like, I did measure it.
No,
I did though.
No, I didn't.
It was supposed to fit through the door. I have a 32-inch door. All right.
Standard.
Mesh diagonally. Measured diagonally from the top of
the couch.
Did
you take the door off?
No, we did not.
No. It was just, but Bill was like, bye! You know, struggling with it. Put it down! Stop! Put it down! You know,
there was lots of that.
A lot of that.
And where was your neighbor?
And then girl,
on three.
Where was your neighbor,
and then,
the girl?
And then an F word. And
Tammy
then,
wasn't. She Tammy was. She's
she wasn't there for support.
She took one look out the window and went, "See you boys in hell."
Right. She went, "Oh, they're moving a couch." Poor Tammy.
See you boys in hell. She said. That's right. That's why I love Tammy.
No, neighbor Tammy wasn't there.
She's not afraid to speak her mind.
No.
All right, so your couch is on being punished in the lobby for being too fat.
Well, now I'm worried about it, right? I'm stuck. I'm like, I'm going to have to sell this on OfferUp tomorrow and hope that somebody loves this. And I'm going to take a loss on it for sure because now I can't even – so I'm angry. I've lost money on the day now.
Yeah, right? You refuse to admit defeat.
You're in between a rock and a hard place.
Right. Like, it took me so long to pull the trigger and buy a couple pieces of furniture. Now that I've done it, it has not worked in the way that I wanted it. My heart sank. I was very angry. I was smoking lots of cigarettes.
On the couch?
No. I was staring at it from a window.
You wanted to punch it?
I want you in my house.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you fit? And I had to keep it covered and call the building maintenance guy and be like, hey, there's a couch in the lobby, you know, like,
don't mess with
it. I know people are going to complain. It's mine. I bought it. I can't fit it in, you know? And he's like, did you take the legs off? Yeah. Did that eventually as a latch. Oh, and then I went to go see Christy, right?
Sure. Baby girl.
And Christy looked, kind of attractive in her OfferUp picture.
Yes.
You know, and I was like, maybe I get two couches and fall in love today too, you know?
Wow.
Is this some guy who took a picture off the internet? And
well, put it on there? Christy, I get there and she
sales tactic worked.
She looks
Russian sales manual chapter 4, fake it.
Yes.
Fake hot girl in profile.
Hotness.
Right. If you have a blue velvet couch, look like hot blonde girl in profile pic. It sell quicker. People will think that nothing bad happened on
Americans
the couch.
Love that nonsense. Right.
Americans buy into beauty like such morons.
They made Pam Anderson's international superstar.
Yeah. Anyway, I go to see Christy. And I get the couch.
Did you meet Christy?
Yeah,
ringed her bell.
I rang her bell. I call her up, and she lives in this apartment complex. And
was her whole apartment blue? Blue carpet, blue walls, blue ceiling.
Well, it was weird because it was like
she walked out with a blueberry pie.
No. Let me just
welcome to Blue Land.
When I pull into the complex, it's one of these sort of subdivisions where all the buildings look the same, right?
Mm.
And they all have pools, right? Nice. It was something very California about it, mm-hmm. in the middle of Bensonville. Weird.
It's known as California out there.
Bensonville,
They call it Little Cali.
It's the Little Cali of the West Suburbs. Anyway, so I'm in Little Cali, Bensonville, and I'm waiting for, I call Christy. I'm like, hey, I'm here. Can you see me?
Right.
She's like, yo, you here? You know, I'm like, pardon? I'm like, Christy, hello. Is this I'm getting a very false perception of Christy all of a sudden, right? And she's like, "Meet me by the back door," you know. And I'm like, And I go to her back door, and she comes down. She's she looks like a pregnant Eminem. All right.
Oh wow.
Nice. She's like, but she's
short hair,
super ghetto. She's tats, and she's got these two kids, like teenagers, like helping her. She's like, get the effing couch out the door, you know? And I'm like, what have I got myself into, Christy? Yes. I thought you were gonna be like CJ from Baywatch.
No,
you know?
No.
Bad omen, you know?
Yeah.
Now you
expected too much of Christy.
You're right, but you know what the irony was? I was able to get that couch in the door.
Yeah, that was easy.
So at least you sat somewhere.
Yeah. But then the whole night I was sitting on the couch thinking about
what this couch
had witnessed of Christy's life. You know, like, what goes on in there? What's this about? You know,
there talk to me.
There was a few Rottweilers sitting on that couch at one point.
Well, maybe. I was like,
over the last chicken wing.
There's been definitely a few spliffs smoked on that couch.
Yes. And Sprink's drunk.
And then lots of people drinking Sprink and whiskey.
40 ounces of Sprink.
Right. 40s of Sprink.
Those are rare.
Yes, they are. They are rare. If you ever see a 40 of Sprink, hold
You know you're in Little Cali.
Don't drink it.
40s of Sprink, you know you're in Little Cali.
Little Cali, Bensonville, that is. Sprinks are on sale at Art's Fine Liquors.
I think that might be our next restaurant.
What's that?
Little Cali in Bensonville.
Little Cali in Bensonville.
It's a California-themed restaurant.
To sum up the story.
With couches everywhere.
To finish my couch tale.
Yes.
I finally brought that couch back, and I thought to myself, do I try to sell this couch on OfferUp tomorrow and get rid of it?
No,
fast?
That's a sucker's game.
I was like, I can't give up.
That's what I've...
I got to have... having a twin brother who smokes and swears at me is not...
That's motivation.
Yeah, but that's strike one. You know, we tried him. He didn't want to, you know.
Yeah,
I worked my ass off.
He gave up, and he was like, nope, you got to call a professional. I'm done.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, there is.
And I told him about it.
So there's a website. There's a on-demand app called Dolly. You ever heard of Dolly? Hashtag Dolly.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, I called them up. And Bill, you had used them in the past when you were buying furniture.
They're great.
But I had one bad experience with Dolly previously, right? But then this time I was like, well, let me see what it costs. So you can itemize and tell them what you want moved, where you're moving it, what kind of help you need, right?
Okay.
And they quote you right there. They go, okay. And it's like an Uber. They're like, it's going to be
move any item.
Anything, really.
Yeah.
So the quote was 150 bones, which I was like, 150 bucks?
That's not
cheap. I was like,
No, it's worth it.
What are the odds these guys can get in here?
Or $150?
But then I read on Dolly's website that it's like, for some unforeseen reason, that they can't complete the job, meaning they can't get your couch into the house or the job can be incomplete.
Yes.
You get 50% of your dough back.
Okay, fine.
So then I was like, okay. So my risk exposure just went down to 75 bucks just to try this.
You're talking risk exposure now?
Oh, yeah. Couch risk exposure.
Mm-hmm. Your book.
Yeah. Anyway, I call them up, and these two guys, I wait around for them, and, you know, it's like Uber. They tell you when they're coming. These two dudes show up. They're like, where's it at? I'm like, right here. I'm like, thanks, man. We couldn't get it through the door. I'm like, I show them the front way to go in. They're like, no. We could try it this way. It might be harder. Let's see what the back looks like. I show them the back way. They're like, okay, is this the way you originally tried? They're like, I'm like, yeah. They're like, okay, your intuition was right. Okay. He's like, it'll fit. I'm like, really? He's like, oh, yeah. You just could tell by eyeballing the door. And I'm like, okay. These two guys pick it up. Did it on the first try with ease.
Yeah, it's all angles.
I felt like such a fool.
Here's the reality, though.
They were
right?
done, Clay. They were done in less than 2 minutes.
There were two legs that we could not get off the couch.
Got them off.
That the maintenance guy in our building,
maintenance man Mike,
he drilled into the couch and got the screws out, and then re-drilled holes so that it would be easier to take these things on and off.
Oh, he did a re-drill?
Yeah, he got them off. And we would have never gotten it through those doors that we were trying to get because of those two.
What lesson did you learn?
Measure, always measure.
Measure twice, cut once.
The other lesson that I learned is do not ask your twin brother for moving help.
You know what else I learned?
What?
I used the phrase between a rock and a hard place earlier.
Yes, mm-hmm. You did.
Now I want to hear that song by the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Let's do it. Mike, do you have it queued up?
He'll get it going.
Oh, all right. Well, I thought this was something that you told Mike at the commercial.
No, this is off the top of my tongue,
guy. Let me ask you something, Clay. If somebody asked you, hey, could you help me move this weekend? What would your response be?
Oh, I'm in Alberta this weekend, Canada.
Yeah, right.
Fly fishing.
Exactly. Yeah. Can't make it.
I'll send photos.
Send flowers.
Check my Instagram.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I would have to book a flight and go.
Clay, Bill is so anti-moving. There's an older couple that lives above us in the building.
Here's tip. Right, get a pickup truck because you'll be asked to move a lot.
Yeah. Here. There's an older woman that lives upstairs with her son.
Yes.
Yeah, an older Hispanic woman, and she's in her 80s, right?
Yes.
And her daughter lives there with her, right?
She wants no nonsense.
And then there's a son with special needs, who's also in like his late 40s, who lives upstairs, right?
Sure.
Family of three, they're up there. They're very neat and tidy and clean. They have a cleaning service that they clean our own building, and then they clean buildings all over town.
Yeah, they have their own business. It's nice.
They're very good people, right? But they had insane furniture to move in, right? Like they had really nice stuff, but really old, heavy stuff. You could tell it had been in their family for a long time.
Yes.
And I could hear the movers swearing, you know, like, through out in the hallway when they were trying to get up. I'm like, what's going on out here? Yeah. So anyway, one day I walk out in the hallway, like a couple weeks after they moved in. And
hold on a second.
It's the woman who's in her late, early, maybe mid-50s, and her kid brother who has special needs, who's in like his 40s.
Right. Okay.
They're trying to get...
Hold on a second.
300-pound dresser.
I'm walking out of the building, and as I'm walking out of the building to go to my car, I parked my car and I'm walking into the building, and I can see the sister and brother outside, and she's like got this huge dresser in the back of their like Jeep or whatever van, and she's like, "Hey, excuse me." I'm like, "What's up?" She's like, could you give me a hand and maybe help me get this dresser upstairs to my place?
On the fourth floor?
Yeah. And then, you know,
it's a 4-floor walk.
And then,
man.
Of course, I look at her brother who has special needs and I'm like, yes, I'll help, you know? And I wrestle with this thing and it was heavier than hell. And I was like, oh, you know, this ain't light. What did I get myself into?
By yourself?
she's helping me, but she's not that much help. I'm like kind of moving it mostly by myself, right?
Yes.
I get this thing into the like the downstairs hallway.
Did you yell at all?
No.
You can't because the kid with special needs is going to be frightened. Ah! You're like, what's going on? I thought you were my buddy. You're like, I am your buddy. I'm your buddy.
Like I stop in the middle of it. Ah! Why'd you ask me to do this? You know. So I get it inside the hallway. And I'm sweating and everything about this point. And I go, they go, we got to get up these stairs. I go, we ain't getting up these stairs.
Yeah, Bill, Bill quit on them.
I quit.
He quit again.
That's it. That's enough.
He quit on a 55-year-old woman with her little brother with special needs. He quit on them.
I go, wait.
You're a realist.
Oh, wait.
He comes upstairs and he smokes a cigarette. He's talking to me. And he doesn't
don't figure it out.
He doesn't even mention it to me, right?
He's say a word to him.
And he's
about
like,
it, right?
You know, it's like, hey, what do we do this week? I'm going to play some golf or something.
I'm
you know?
Sweating.
I'm like,
I got to wipe myself down.
Right. I just thought he was just hot. You know, he didn't say anything about it. So I leave and come down the stairs and I go down to my apartment and I see them in the hallway, right?
And they probably think you're him because you're twins.
No.
No.
They knew.
But they didn't even mention that Bill had quit on him, right?
No.
They're kind of just staring at each other like, what do we do? You know? And I go, what seems to be the problem? They're like, we're trying to get this dresser upstairs. And I'm looking at her kid brother and I'm like, all right, I'll help, you know? No, I mean, like, the good Samaritan me, it was like,
yeah,
you know what?
Bill could have helped you out.
If I was in this position, I'd want somebody to help
me. He comes inside my apartment and goes, hey, Bill, can we help these people move this thing? I go, absolutely not.
Yeah, so I go, hold on 1 second, I'll be right back, you know? And I walk up into the Bill's apartment again.
Lucky for you, I have a brother of the same equal strength.
And Bill's still smoking in the kitchen by his window, you know? Mm-hmm. And I go, hey, the people upstairs got a big dresser. I said I'd help them. Can you help us? And he goes, no, I already tried. He goes, can't get hurt for work. Can't do it, you know?
Yeah, like he plays for the Orioles.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's like, no, workers' comp.
Nope. I got a pitch on Wednesday.
He's like, I can't risk it. I can't.
I got to go six innings
on Wednesday.
I'm
not getting hurt for that, you know? Minimum. And I go, he's like, you can get hurt for it. You know, I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to help these people. I got it. I got it up there for him.
You did not. What was your method? Push, not pull.
I asked Jesus. I said, please help us. We're in a situation.
And he showed up.
And give me the strength of Lyle Alzado to get this thing up the stairs right now.
He came inside and was like dripping with sweat. He's like,
oh, it was brutal.
Thanks to you. And I was like, thanks to me. You could have just said no.
Right. Do you know why?
Mm.
Because you had that ectomorph in your life.
That's right. That is why. You know,
you pulled the strength of Uria out of your muscle fibers.
The strength of Arthur Uria, absolutely. Yeah. Do you think Arthur Uria knows how to play in A Rock and a Hard Place?
He probably does. You think he's ever moved the couch?
Sure. Wrote a couple songs about it. This is the Rolling Stones. We'll be back.
We'll be right back.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hey, listeners, I know we don't talk about finance much on this show, outside maybe the amazing Bitcoin the Musical, which we currently have in development. But I do want to take a moment and tell you about two brothers who make this show possible and why you should consider having an honest conversation with them about the future of your finances. Mike and Dan Madden are the brains behind Madden Funds. They've been lifelong friends to Bill Clay and me, and we entrust the Maddens with our money and the precious donations of our listeners so we don't let outrageous ideas get the best of us. And you should too. Do yourself a favor and reach out to Dan or Mike Madden today to book a consultation on the future of your finances. If you have questions about your financial future or current situation, give them a call. The number is 708-848-3200. Again, that number is 708-848-3200. Or you can visit their website, Madden Funds, at www.maddenfunds.com. Again, www.maddenfunds.com.
Hang in there! We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Yo, turn the music down. Patty's here from River Forest to pick up the couch.
Yup.
The one with that I spilled on.
The blue velvet baby with the nail heads in the side of our arms.
The one that your buddy threw up on last week.
Right. He's excited. He's a little miffed that he couldn't get his other couch in the door.
I can tell this guy's horny for couches.
Hey, you know that horny goat couch guy? He's here.
Welcome back,
folks. The guy from the internet?
Yeah, the guy from the internet.
Guy from the internet's here. Ding dong. It's me from the internet. The couch boy. Welcome back, folks. Hooli's Hooli, final quarter of the program. It's been the couch episode. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Everybody lives through
We've
this.
We've never had a couch episode
anyway,
in all our years.
No, we haven't. But now it's, you know.
It's real.
It's real, Clay. It happened. Patty got some new furniture.
Uh-huh. We're very proud of you.
I got the blue couch in, and then now I got the taupe oatmeal straight boy couch. You know, that's in there.
Yeah. It's a whirlwind.
The room's coming to life. It's got, you know, and it's because the room has kind of a blue and white.
Like a pharaoh.
Like Greece. Yes. Because I got a lot of windows.
And you got the Euros poster.
I do have the Euros poster. I'm going to put it on the wall. And it's got a baby blue background, so aesthetically it works.
It does work. And she's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
The
little,
Euros.
Everybody wants a little Euros wall candy, you know, in the apartment. Anyway, the setup's coming to life, and I'm very happy about it.
Good. Yeah.
But, you know, now that I've accomplished that step, I'm like, you know, you get excited to do more. I'm like, but now I'm actually starting to building on the rooms. And I'm like, what else? What am I getting now? I'm 42 years old, and I'm thinking about end tables.
It's okay.
What the hell
has
happened to me?
It's called growing up.
Is that what it is?
It's called growing
up. It's called growing up. When you don't want to help people in the hallway, if you have brothers with special needs and you're thinking about end tables, you done growing up.
Yeah, when you're a selfish psycho thinking about end tables, that's when you know you're a man.
Right. Smoking and swearing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Renting U-Hauls.
Yeah. But that's my next step. And I think my next step is, you know, I'm still trying to sell these rugs I got. So if anybody's out there, I got big, big rugs, mansion style.
Yeah.
If I were you, I would put on a white suit with a blue shirt, sit on your couch, your straight boy.
Yeah.
Get a martini glass and fill it with milk.
Ew.
And have a photo session.
Absolutely.
Sure.
With Hustler's best photographer.
Yes. Absolutely.
Whatever his name might be.
Yes. That'll come to my mind.
Well, we could Google him.
I just need a couple more glasses of milk.
Yeah. Famous photographer from The Hustler.
Yeah,
who would that be?
You can Google that later on your own, buddy.
Yeah.
he can. That guy. Yeah, you know who offered who photographs all my furniture that I put out on OfferUp? Do you remember so-and-so from...
Jim Hennigan?
Jim Hennigan from Hustler? He's about to work now.
He lives award-winning photographer.
He used to shoot for them, and now he shoots furniture for the website.
He's shot lots of things on blue velvet couches.
Anyway, room's coming to life.
Good.
God bless you.
I'm excited. And then as soon as that happened, my car starts making weird noises. So
boy.
I'm back.
What are you going to do about it?
That's what it sounded like.
Oh, it's wheezing?
It's wheezing a bit.
I got a belt issue.
I took it in.
Was it a belt?
They don't know yet. They said it could be. I thought it was the transmission, right? And I have the warranty for the car, or the extended warranty.
You don't need that.
And no, I brought it over to a Jeep dealer, and I was like,
help me.
I think my trans is going out, you know? And they're like, is it shifting? No, yeah, it's shifting.
Don't worry about it.
But it's making a weird wheezing noise, and I've done some Googling, you know? Yeah. I'm the doctor again. I'm the doctor of my car. Car doctor. Yeah. Mechanics and doctors. Everybody thinks that they can figure it out through Google, right? Yeah. I find a couple of videos. I'm like, this is it. This is my problem. You know, this guy's called the Patriot guy. He's on YouTube. And I think I have the whole thing diagnosed. But I take it over to the Jeep place and I go, it's a trans issue. They go, you think it's a trans? You need a new trans then, you know?
Of course.
I'm like, oh, you guys don't do work on trans anymore? They're like, not on these. We just order new ones, you know? I'm like, oh.
Well, I don't have time for that.
They're like, but before that happens, it's $390 for us to take a look at it. I'm like, let me call my other guy real quick.
Yeah.
I called my other guy.
Let me see if Christy knows anything about transmissions.
Maybe Christy over in, you know, Callie Vensonville knows.
Right. Christy, remember little Callie. Me?
She's over there in Little California.
Right. Remember me, Patty, from OfferUp?
From the internet?
When you were walking out the hallway in the couch, I noticed that your boyfriend had an auto mechanic shirt on. I'm having some transmission issues.
May I have his cell phone number?
Yes, yeah. You got his digits? It's me from the internet. The guy who bought the blue couch.
Couch boy.
It's couch boy.
Yeah.
Couch boy has transmission problem. I don't work with people who got no transmission problem.
Couch boy just became transmission.
Did you just call yourself couch boy?
Couch boy just became transmission.
I'm trying to be as transparent as possible to make you understand
who I am from the past.
Right. I know it's hard to get calls from strangers, but I'm not one. I'm the couch boy. Me from OfferUp, Patty. And I have a transmission issue, and I think your boyfriend may be able to
it's
help
not even
me.
Your trans.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend could be of some service to me.
Your male friend may be of some service to me. I don't know if he's boyfriend. That would be judgy of me. Please, help me.
Yeah.
Anyway, the apartment's coming along.
Good, good.
It's all good.
So what are you going to do next? Work on your head?
Working on the head. I've been, you know, I got my hair cut the other day.
And, which one?
All of them. Oh, went over to Victorio.
All 16?
He seems to think there's some new Velas here popping up.
Well, maybe
there.
Should we go into it
you
then?
You paid him to talk to you like
should
that.
Should we go into it?
Sure we can, because I promised we would talk about some more balding talk in other episodes. And so here's an episode of The Norwood Scale.
It's time now for The Norwood Scale, a hard-hitting and honest discussion of all things hair loss, emerging technologies, socioeconomic implications, crazy folk remedies. Presented through the generous support of the following: the Jonathan Dorito Talent Agency, Goodwill Industries, and the National Confectioners Association. Now, your hosts and moderators, Patty Houlihan and William Houlihan.
Welcome back to the Norwood Scale.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Another episode. A few weeks back, I alluded to the fact that I was on a web forum.
Trustless.
On Reddit called Trustless.
This is for hair loss victims?
This is for hair loss. This is for men who suffer from the disease of hair loss. It is a disease.
I understand.
Alopecia is a disease, but there is male pattern baldness, and that's caused by?
Stress.
Dihydrotestosterone, DHT.
Oh, can't you get some of that?
Dehydrotestosterone.
Well, it's called DHT, Bill. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to call a real scientist.
Anyway, they have all these solutions on how to fight your balding, you know?
Yeah.
And hold on to the last hope. And they have all these progress pictures, and I get lost in there sometimes.
So let me understand something.
And half of it's comical to me, half of it, now it's like, because, you know, I'm obsessing.
Why can't someone
over it.
Invent artificial DHT? And inject it into your head.
Well, that's what the drug Propecia does.
That's what Musk is working on.
Finasteride blocks blocks DHT from attacking your hair follicles.
Right.
Okay, fine.
Right. It's actually a prostate drug, but they discovered that it had a blocking mechanism, an alpha reductor.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that blocked it, and that's the solution. You can take finasteride. Many people, now this is what I'm getting to, like to combat hair loss. So these are guys in their last ditch effort, gentlemen like myself who are having a midlife couch crisis. You know?
Couch boys growing.
Yes.
Lots of couch boys.
Couch nerve. When you turn into a nervous couch boy, you start looking at your hair a lot. And many of these guys like to combine finasteride with minoxidil, which is the drug that Rogaine is, right?
Yes.
And there's topical minoxidil.
Right.
That's the one we all know that comes in a foam.
Yes.
Or it comes in a little dropper, and you drop it on your head, and you pray to God that some Velas boys appear. Right.
That's correct.
And then they start maturating into adult life hairs.
What if you don't got time for that?
Well,
you know you do.
You get a hair transplant.
Well, yeah, I sent you the picture of the plane from Turkey.
Yes, you go to Turkey because you can get a beautiful, beautiful.
I had a Turkish hair.
Well, it's a
Half the price.
For half the price of what it would cost you here in the States.
And some good street food.
You can get what is called a fouet. F-U-E. Ugh. It's not even called foue, but for the imbeciles like me and
sure.
I got
the foo?
Yeah, I go, look at that. He's got a foue.
That's like a scalp transplant?
This is where they pull the hairs out of your head one by one and inject them into the top of your head and they redistribute your hair. But they don't actually have to cut an incision in the back of your head at all. Looks like they just, you know.
They just do a relocate.
They do a relocate.
It's a pluck and insert.
It's a more expensive procedure, the foue.
Are you into that?
Am I into the fouet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Turkish fouet?
I want a Turkish fouet.
Go for it.
Right. Anybody got any coupons for a Turkish fouet?
Yeah.
So anyways.
You should ask Christy.
I'm having a midlife couch crisis.
You were going to see, you saw Victorio. I thought this is where
the barber.
So. Yeah, I saw the barber.
He's and like, it gave you hope.
Well, because I've been eating zinc, and I've talked about this in the last episode of the Norwood
You've
Skill.
Been eating zinc,
I've been eating a lot more zinc. Maybe I thought maybe I was a vitamin deficiency might help bring some of the hair back.
Sure.
Yeah. I think maybe some of that's working. Yeah. But on this subject, I read there's a thing. There are some people that are so obsessed with hair loss, Clay, that there's guys on. So now if you take topical minoxidil and it doesn't work for you, there's guys who are like, I tried it doesn't work. There's a sulfuric sort of chemical reaction where if you can take it orally, it comes in a pill, right? That it runs through your kidneys, and for some odd reason, it works for men who don't. The oral minoxidil works for gentlemen who can't use it for topical, right?
This is getting complicated,
right? And if there's all these great results and pictures, and then there's a picture of a guy who has these results up who says that he's been eating oral minoxidil,
the paste.
It's like a clear liquid, but it's like a dropper. It's like he's dropping acid for his hair. You know, he's got an eyedropper and he's taking
shots of it.
But he's like, I only take a couple drops a day on the tongue. Like he's, you know, Timothy Leary of hair loss.
Yeah. Is it working or is he getting a hairy tongue?
The man looks like a gorilla. All right. He's got, but his hair, and like he's not hairy on his body anywhere, but his hair came back.
Not hairy on his body.
No, he's not. But he's got it on his head.
So you're going to do that?
I'm thinking about it.
What did Victorio say?
He said, keep at it.
Okay.
So come see me when you get some hair.
Right. We're at the end of the program. That's been this episode of the Norwood Skill. This is also the couch episode this week.
Yeah, good topics.
I do want to, I had a fun time. I want to thank.
Important.
I want to thank our sponsors again, Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, Fox's Beverly Pizza, Flood Brothers Disposal, Madden Funds, and Guinness Irish Stout. If you've enjoyed this episode, you can find it on iTunes at Hooli's Hooli Show, or you can go to hibernianradio.org and find it there. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye.